Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, fishing, Donnie Baker, and a gory Halloween. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Cable channel TNT has the closer, but BNT Network is the only place to catch the debut episode of Greg Warren's hot new show, The Uncloser.
Oh!
And it's a done deal.
Oh!
Only Greg can make it undone. He takes the O's out of smooth and makes it smooth.
So, this is my hotel room. You said you wanted to see it.
Oh,
there it is.
Very nice. Maybe we should put on a little music to, you know, set the mood.
I'll do you one better. I'll play you some music. Check this out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the entertainer. You never saw The Sting? Where are you going? I got other songs. Here, do you like Christopher Cross? You know it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The Uncloser. Greg Warren is a good-looking single comic, traveling from town to town and meeting lots of beautiful women. And scoring with none.
Oh.
All to the disgust of his trusty sidekick, Chick McGee.
I don't know what it is, Chick. Girls just aren't interested in me.
What are you talking about? I saw you leave here with two totally hot chicks last night right after the show.
Perfect example. We get done with the show, and they want me to give them a ride back to their apartment. So I do, and...
Greg, thanks for giving Heather and me a ride back to our apartment.
Yeah, we've probably had a little too much to drink.
Besides, we wanted to show you our king-size bed.
Oh.
And listen, we were thinking it's just about bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Will you look at me carrying on and you girls are trying to get a little shut-eye?
Wow.
Mr. Can't Take a Hint.
No.
It's already past midnight. I'll just let myself out. No, don't get up. You girls are in your underwear. I'll see you later. See, Chick? I got no luck with the ladies.
You idiot! You blew it! You totally blew it! Those girls wanted to have a threesome!
I don't think so, Chick. For one thing, there weren't even three of them.
You moron!
Greg Warren is sleeping in a different bed every night. Alone. He's the Uncloser.
Oh.
BNT. We know drama. And we also know that Greg Warren ain't getting laid.
Damn it.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
No, we have to finish off sports, correct?
Incorrect.
We finished.
I thought you had one more sports
Didn't you
story.
Have yours fish
the
story?
Shammerhead Hark. Didn't we do that?
No, you teased it.
Oh. Blake Cochran said he and his friends were fishing, high competition sport for sharks and red drums at North Topsail Beach when he felt something large on his line. He said the pull on his line felt like being hooked to a car.
Wow.
Cochran ended up reeling in a 13.5-foot hammerhead shark.
Holy cow.
That he estimated to weigh almost 700 pounds.
Jeez.
He was pretty heavy, Cochran said. It takes 2 to 3 people. You wade out to your neck and revive them and then let them go. I don't understand that sentence.
Well, they're fishing from shore.
Oh,
right?
Well, that you didn't say. That's a different thing. From shore, you... Wow.
Mm. Yeah, and then you go into the ocean and because she's going to free the shark.
Right.
You're not going to eat it? You're not going to use the cartilage?
Hammerhead's no good. Yeah, you don't want to eat that.
Do you stick your hand in the shark's mouth to get the hook out? How is he getting
I guess
the
you
out?
Do because in this photograph, he's coming back to shore and giving his friends 2 half thumbs up.
Oh. Think about that. Is okay. So he has no leverage as a on shore. Well, he had to have some. Well, I guess he could have some kind of a pole thing stuck in the sand.
13-foot, 6-inch hammerhead shark.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's too big. It's too many feet.
That's too big.
You don't think fishing's a sport? Mm-mm. You never watch. You don't watch Major League Fishing on Sunday mornings.
Oh, was it MLF?
Yeah.
Well, now it's awesome. that might pique my curiosity.
I watch it every Sunday morning, and when I'm not watching, I tape it.
MLF, Major League Fishing.
Google that.
Is that sports?
Yeah, that's sports.
It's a sport.
Yeah, Tom. Sorry to bother.
Real money involved.
Yeah!
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy?
Well, let's get to this before Tom throws a fit. Okay. One of the composers...
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie. How are you,
thank
sir?
You.
I'm good, man. I'm so stoked. I heard Chick say sports and Lakers lost last night.
Yep.
I love it because I can't stand LeBron.
Oh.
I swear to God. I didn't even see the game. Was it on ESPN?
Yeah.
That's probably where I missed it, Chick, because every time I go to watch LeBron, I forget to check there. And normally I look for him on the Travel Channel. Swear to God.
Oh, I see.
I'll say it right to his face. Uh-huh. See, matter of fact, I think Allen Iverson's was better, and he didn't even practice. But the NBA is such a joke now. Not to mention it's always the same old show at the Lakers games. Always got the same famous Vicks courtside seats, Jack and Nicholas, Adele. Although, at least this year, she didn't take two of them up.
Hey.
They got her. Oh, and there's always 3 or 4 Kardashians, Christy, wearing skin-tight Spanx and Kegeling, counting their contractions. I swear to God. And it ain't no better on the floor, neither. They travel so much. I'll say it like this. If you're going to walk that much, at least raise some money for charity, you know? Which is gross. Man, I played in the Gus Macros for years. It ain't hard to respect the game right way. Hell, even my Aunt Putty, she does the turkey trot each year.
Hmm.
And that's almost a 5K.
Really?
I mean, she's on her rascal, but she gets there. Look, I'm LeBron James. I'm about 7 foot tall. Could probably make a step shot every play. But instead, I just wander around and point out other people's mistakes. He ought to retire, become a supervisor. And between the refs and everybody else, there ain't no defense in the NBA nowadays, neither.
Hmm.
You know, hell, the fact remains, Jeffrey Epstein had better guards outside his cell than what you'll find on most lineups. Swear to God.
Comparison no one's ever made.
LeBron should have a triple-double every night. I mean, with all that hell, it's probably easier than stabbing fish in a barrel. He's also the only so-called superstar that makes his own and recruit other superstars just so he can go ring shopping each year and then brag about it. I bet you $50 by the All-Star break. Playing power forward on the Lakers. I swear to God. And I can't stand. I can't wait. Today I'll rub it in at work. We go to work, I'm going to rub it into my idiot cousin Lonnie's face because he loves LeBron. So guess what, Lonnie? I'll be talking smack and ringing a bell at Arby's. I swear to God.
All right, guys. Thank you, Donnie.
Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now, Christia, there is some sad news from the world.
One of the composers of the theme song to the James Bond thriller Goldfinger has died.
Goldfinger! Oh, my God.
I told you, chick. Leslie Bricus, an Oscar-winning composer and lyricist who enchanted children with his musical confections.
Children.
Dr. Doolittle and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory seduced their parents from the crooner standards, What Kind of Fool Am I? Oh, good song. And Who Can I Turn To? And helped write the title song to Goldfinger. Died October 19th. Oh, we missed this. We're late. In St. Paul-de-Vence, France. He was 90.
See you, pal.
Goldfinger, which came out in 1964, brought Shirley Bassey's top 10 hit. She sang her thundering voice, the memorable lines that he co-wrote with Anthony Newley.
Oh,
kind of fool am I?
Thank you. Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch.
You know that city in France.
Spider's touch.
The ladies wear no pants.
Such a Goldfinger.
You know, he wrote some hugely successful songs.
Because you...
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've never heard What Kind of Fool Am I?
Well, no. Yeah, Anthony Newley had a hit with that, didn't he?
I've only heard the very beginning of it. Yeah. And I click it off.
Anthony Newley, he kind of melded all his words. Mohana Vulamai.
Yeah, I loved him.
Great to stay. And what was the...
He was married to Barbara, right?
Was it Stop the World, I Want to Get Off?
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, yeah.
Streisand or something?
He wrote that with Leslie.
Anthony Newley was married to Barbara Streisand?
No.
It was somebody.
Joan Collins.
Yeah, Joan Collins.
Yeah. Joan Collins, yeah.
But
same thing.
He's already deceased, but... it's sad news. The guy that wrote Goldfinger.
Yeah, sad.
Oh, yeah.
Real sad. I don't know if
couldn't have named him if you'd...
I might have to go home.
Broke my arm.
I love the song Goldfinger. It's an absolute
classic.
We
know you do.
Do you ever listen to it, like when you're at home trying to relax, or...
No, he doesn't.
No.
He uses it here to play it every couple weeks. I still contend that's one of the better James Bond movies.
I defy anyone to go watch the new James Bond movie and not laugh out loud where you shouldn't laugh at least 3 times.
Really?
Yes.
It's too long for me. I'm not going to see it in theaters.
There's an unintentional, hilarious criminal in this one. That's every time he comes on screen, I started laughing.
It's not the main guy?
It's not Rami Malek.
Not Freddie Mercury?
Rami Malek or whatever his name is. No.
Does it have a memorable theme song?
I'm not...
Billie Eilish, right?
Yeah, it's Billie Eilish. Yeah.
And then the music is always
kind of sound like
that great stuff from John Barry. They've always had on those movies.
Yeah.
That's a terrific
ring,
stuff.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do they ever have that? Do they ever play the theme? That
yeah,
theme?
Yeah, yeah, sure. They do that.
Okay. I like the... Remember the scene in Goldfinger? With
so you just want the same movie made every time?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Thunderball, my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite, too. Love that one.
It's a good one. That was shot in the Bahamas,
Thunderball,
right?
Isn't Thunderball just a rehash of Casino Royale or something?
No, there's a whole plot of
Never Say Never Again
an atomic bomb.
There you go. There it is. Yeah.
And the ship splits in half. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Got a great theme song by Tom
Jones.
Won
Best Picture, didn't it?
I don't think so.
Changed the lives of many a kid.
Ursula Andress in that one? Who was the Bond girl?
It's out of the water.
It's not. I don't think it's.
Ursula Andress, isn't she the one that walked out of the water in Dr. No?
Yeah. Oh, I thought she walked out of the water in Thunderbolt.
It's not in the movie
Dr.
Like
No
that.
Portrayed by anyone?
I don't remember that guy's name.
Joseph Wiseman.
Wiseman.
Oh.
Great, great actor. Now, Chick, your philosophy of being a homeowner on Halloween?
Movie night. Go to the movies.
Ah.
Lock it up, go to the movies. Mm. Not there. Well, I tried the first couple of years, and no one, the houses are too...
Your neighborhood's not conducive
spread,
to Halloween.
Far apart. And my driveway's like 2.5 miles long, so the kid's not going to come back.
Well, and it's gated, and, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Plus, it's Old Man McGee's house. They're afraid of it.
Oh, okay.
How many balls and frisbees have you confiscated?
No.
You better warn the kids, because there's a toilet paper shortage. They're going to want to get some extra fine, right now. So
plenty of eggs out there.
Speaking of Halloween, police in Dallas, Texas were called to check on a homeowner's gory Halloween decorations. Stephen Novak is making headlines again this year for his realistic Halloween display on his lawn. He's upping the ante from a safe being dropped onto a mannequin's head to corpses being fed into a squirting wood chipper.
Hilarious.
According to the Dallas Observer, Novak's display has prompted multiple visits from Dallas police after neighbors called to report the grisly scene.
Man, that's a good last name, Novak.
Yeah. In addition to last year's hits, the mannequin squished by a safe, as well as a dummy with a chainsaw on its back, Novak's lawn this year includes piles of bloodied body parts in a wheelbarrow, a mannequin impaled on a tiki torch, and a wood chipper that squirts fake blood across the front walkway.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Yeah, I bet.
Terrific.
Look at this.
You would take your kids to see that.
Yeah, though, it's fun.
Oh,
here we go. You take your kids to see it. What if your neighbor did that? What do you think then?
It's awful. Yeah.
I think it's funny. It's okay. Halloween. It's fairly clear that it's
fairly clear.
There's a couple of bodies lying around.
Seriously, who calls on this?
Daddy, can I sleep with you? I have nightmares. The strange man's house.
Right.
And this guy obviously puts a lot of time and effort into it and spends a lot of money. Probably should spend some money getting some new shingles in that roof.
Oh, now you're judging the
guy? No, I'm just
saying. It's only a matter of time. Look at that place.
Christy Lee is womanning the news desk. What do you got?
Japanese authorities have arrested a man for selling porn that had been unblurred.
Oh, boy. I bet that goes for quite the penny.
According to Vice News, Masayuki Nakamoto took Japanese porn videos and used software to reconstruct the parts that had been censored. Obscenity laws in Japan prohibit explicit depictions of genitalia. The 43-year-old then sold the uncensored porn online, making approximately $96,000 from over 10,000 manipulated videos.
Wow, you can see the weens and gyres.
Mm-hmm.
they're pixelated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty clever to figure out how to undo those.
Yeah.
You really got to want it, right?
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Well, apparently people did if he made that kind of money.
Can't they just go online and look at other sites in the United States?
I don't know that they can.
Oh, really?
I could in Korea. I would have to. Oh, boy.
What you got there, pal?
Sorry. Hi, welcome to You've Stepped in It.
Yeah, I've gone too far.
There, Josh is our guest.
So this is strictly in Japan. The Japanese porno, it's pixelated. Just
a lot of Asian porn. So, yeah, it's pixelated. But
that'd be a great costume, by the way.
That's funny, yeah.
Go naked.
Exactly
go,
what
go,
I was going to say.
Go fairly naked, but have a pixelated thing over your genitals.
Right. What did you do when you were in Korea, Josh?
Well, my first few months there, like three or four, I was saving money for a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had to use my roommate's laptop when she was teaching when I wasn't.
Oh, God.
And I would say like three times a week I would go, yeah, check an email on a virus, but I don't know how to get this virus off. Just awful.
So do they pixelate out the nipples, or is it just the genitalia?
No, yeah, just the mostly the wangs.
Wonder if women in Japan can shave it down there to look like it's pixelated.
How would they do that? That's interesting.
That could be done, kind of like a.
Think about it, if that's what your guy is into.
I think there are women who, you know, do like a checkered flag. They're race fans.
Okay.
They have. don't they have sunglasses that look like black bars across your eyes?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right? Yes. Yeah, we had a pair of those, and that's hilarious.
Those are funny.
Teenage boys in Japan must be so shocked when they finally see one.
I know.
I thought it was going to have tentacles.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
And teeth.
I thought it was going to have
vagina dentata.
This is a
wonderful phrase.
I don't know, but this guy figured out a way to, that's pretty cool, to be able to unpixelate.
Well, it made him some money for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a scary movie where the girl has teeth? And I think it's called Teeth.
There's a movie called Teeth, yes. Yeah. It's about a woman with vagina dentata.
And she...
it's actually quite good.
She gets even with guys who are...
Right.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's sort of a feminist anthem of a movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like our classic.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Jaws?
Shirtless
girl?
No.
There's one in which a rather aggressive,
I know what you're talking.
Apparently non-consensual act takes place, and there's a it's turned into a snossage.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Gosh darn it! Why can't it Vagimatic?
The Vagimatic, yeah.
Oh,
They can't sew that back on.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.